CD 2, track 19. 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, attention please. Some conference speakers have not arrived and we've had to make a few changes to the programme. We will display information about the cancelled sessions on electronic notice boards in the conference centre. The organisers apologise for these cancellations. They do hope that the conference will be successful despite the changes. Thank you for your attention.
2.
When I was younger, I used to love science fiction books, mainly because of my father, who was a great fan. I remember reading only this kind of literature. I guess it was because I loved imagining what life would be like in the future. I always had a positive opinion of them, unlike many of my friends, who didn't like them at all. Now, when I'm a grown-up, I don't read them as often. I guess I'm too old for that kind of stuff, but I still think they aren't too bad. I believe young people should read at least a few before they consider them complete rubbish.
3.
Oh, I didn't expect to see you here. I didn't know you were interested in robots.
How strange to see you here too. I thought you were more into fashion than futuristic trends.
Well, as you can see, first impressions can be very misleading. We've never actually talked at the office before about our interests, have we?
No, you're right, we haven't. We always talk about other stuff. I'm so glad we've got an interest in common that has nothing to do with work. We'll have even more to talk about now.
Yes, isn't it great?
4.
So how did you like the science fair?
Pretty interesting. There were lots of fascinating interactive exhibitions, don't you think?
Yes, but that was hardly surprising. It's always like that, isn't it? But I was absolutely amazed by the prototype of a new robot that could do virtually everything around the house, including doing your homework for you.
I'd seen one like that before on TV, so it didn't impress me so much. However, what really blew me away was the presentation by a 14-year-old who had invented so many things at such a young age. Did you see it?
Yes, that was just incredible. I couldn't agree more.
5.
Just look around. Sometimes I wonder how people used to manage without all of these appliances. I think life must have been terrible.
Maybe it was easier, actually. People had simpler lives and were more independent. Now it's enough for the electricity to go off and the whole world stops. Schools and shops don't work. Offices and hospitals cannot function. Look at you. You're cooking now and the dishwasher is on. If there was a power cut, we would be hungry and the stuff would be dirty and so on.
Yes, but how often do we have power cuts? I'd rather have all this technology to help me than not.
6.
When I was at school, I tried to do my best in all subjects, but soon I discovered that humanities was not for me. I wasn't very good at writing, and remembering historical facts was just beyond me. When it came to physics or chemistry, I never had trouble understanding things, and I just loved all the experiments. Sciences were just less theoretical for me. I even won some science competitions. Some of them were a real challenge.